Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a complete waste of perfectly good brain cells in 3 minutes of your life. But makes you scratch the old noggin. It's Dumb Debates with Producer Dave.
I know we say this every time we do a dumb debate, but this really is the dumbest one of all. It's all about napkins at restaurants. Producer Dave had an anonymous listener send him a message at facebook.com/mixmilwaukee. And what's her issue?
Yeah, they wanted to know if it's okay to use cloth napkins at restaurants to wipe your nose.
Producer Dave and I say absolutely.
Of course.
Radar over here, who apparently likes to use his jeans and his sleeves and his shoulders and everything else to wipe his nose.
I see a couple boogers on his arm now.
You got a lot of cloth.
Now that you mention it.
You wear a lot of cloth to the restaurant.
So it's 2-1. We say yes. Radar says no. Where do you stand?
Whose side are you on? 414-799-1099. Melinda, how about you?
Should you blow your nose at the dinner table? No, that's disgusting. But if you need to wipe your nose, I think absolutely. If they're not going to give you a disposable napkin for you to do something like that, then yeah, you're going to take the risk as a restaurant owner of using a cloth napkin to wipe your nose, your kid's booger nose.
Exactly. You got to use what they give you.
Exactly.
You use the tools you got in front of you.
Yes.
You just ask them, like, hey, can I have a disposable napkin so I can wipe my dripping nose? Because maybe you don't have to go to the bathroom. Maybe you have a cold, and when you blow, nothing comes up, but you just need to dab your nose every once in a while.
Well, I do have the allergy issue sometimes, so I can kind of see your point there, but I'm still running to the bathroom. I don't know.
Radar, can you sneeze in the napkin?
No, you sneeze into your sleeve.
In your elbow.
Again.
See, Melinda said
again,
the same thing.
I feel like we're learning a lot about Radar here. Okay, all right. Thank you, Melinda, for the call. We appreciate it. We're going to get one more call on this. Betty, whose side are you on? Wrap this up for us.
Your side.
Elizabeth's side. Yay.
Yeah, you cannot walk through a restaurant with not running down your face just to get to the bathroom. And I see nothing wrong with it because they're going to be washed, and that's what they're there for. So,
and they got to bust the table, and they got to pick up your snotty rags.
Oh, man, they
got to
do their job. Shucks.
You know what? They're not even going to know because they don't have time to worry about that anyway. So, and then they should be washing their hands frequently. So,
okay.
Yep. You're right. I mean, that's like saying what? You're not supposed to use the towel at the gym, Radar, to like wipe up your sweat. That's what it's for.
Yeah, really. I just think that's what it's for. And, you know.
Betty, I heard you apologize to me. You don't have to apologize for taking Elizabeth's side. I just won't ever talk to you again.
Okay, I'll use a different name then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.